The Lola Bebop, written by John Doherty, illustrated by Pauline Gregory, published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Lola was a busy little bee who loved to dance. She'd jitterbug and boogie if you gave her half a chance. She'd shuffle all her feet, and then she'd wiggle all her knees, so she often got in trouble with the other older bees. "Lola," they would snap at her, "there's working to be done, from the dawning of the morning till the setting of the sun." "There isn't time to jitterbug. It isn't cute or funny. We've got to gather nectar for the making of the honey." But Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee Bop. Now the nectar and the pollen for the honey come from flowers, which the bees must go in search of and then buzz around for hours. Lola wasn't lazy. She collected nectar too, but she'd boogie as she buzzed around. It's what she liked to do. She'd work as hard as any till the working day was done, but she couldn't see a reason why her work could not be fun. So she'd dance upon the roses and she'd bop upon the nettles, and she'd waggle as she pushed her little self between the petals. For Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee Bop. Chapter 2. Then one day a disaster struck. A group of bees had flown to their favourite field of flowers, but the field was being mown. And Lola and the others watched in shock as the machinery tore the flowers from the ground below and plucked them from the scenery. "Come on," cried Lola, "to the hive. We've got to tell the queen and tell the other bees as well about what we have seen." They hurried back on speedy wings, still all the long way there. Little Lola kept her feet and bottom dancing in the air. For Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee Bop. Chapter 3. The Queen was most unhappy and the workers all quite cross when Lola and the other bees informed them of their loss. And they muttered, "Silly humans, don't they realise, don't they know how the bees and flowers help the plants and vegetables to grow?" Then the Queen said, "Loyal subjects, you must go out and explore. We've lost our favourite flowers, we'll just have to find some more. We need nectar, we need pollen, go and fetch them now, today. And Lola, please be serious, no dancing on the way." But Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee Bop. Chapter 4. So off set little Lola with some other bees as well, and it wasn't long before they caught a lovely flowery smell.
"We've found some," shouted Lola, "pretty flowers all in bloom."
But no, they'd smelled a bathroom spray for freshening the room.
Then, "What a lot of colours," someone said. "Just look at those. It must be tulips, daffodils, and possibly a rose."
But to their disappointment, it was just a washing line, hung with shirts and socks and trousers in a flowery design. Still, Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee Bop.
Stop dancing, Lola, snapped a bee. I'm really not enjoying the way you bop and jig about. It's getting quite annoying. Yes, said another. When the Queen has sent us on a quest, I think you should be sensible. It really would be best. Poor Lola didn't see at all why they should be so snappy. Right now, without her dancing, she'd be feeling most unhappy. But as she tried to argue, someone shouted out, Ahoy! And she turned to see a sight that made her bop about with joy. For down below and all around, as far as they could see, there stretched a field of flowers, a delight for every bee. Chapter 5. All the nectar, all the pollen they would need to live and thrive, they gathered what they could and then they turned back for their hive. And on the way, as Lola flew, she danced across the sky. She danced above the landmarks and the roads as they passed by. A boogie to the left. And then a bop as they turned right. She danced a different step for every portion of their flight. For Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee bop. They told the Queen their joyous news. Well done, the Queen replied. This field sounds great. The bees all smiled, their hearts were filled with pride. Now, where is it? She added, and with shame their faces burned, as they realised they'd forgotten how they'd got there or returned. You silly twits, the Queen said. All you really had to do was remember where the field is, but you haven't got a clue. Please try to think of how the landscape rises, how it curves. And Lola, stop that dancing now. You're getting on my nerves. But Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee bop. Chapter 6. The other bees got angry and began to crossly scold her. Stop dancing, they all shouted, getting louder as they told her. And they yelled at her in fury till they heard the Queen Bee say, Shut up, you silly sausages! She's showing us the way! For Lola's feet remembered now, as foot by foot by foot, she danced the very dance that she had danced along their route. A boogie left, a bop to right, a waggle now all showing the way to find the field in which they'd seen the flowers growing. No, Boogie Woogie Lola Bee simply couldn't stop, waggling her bottom to the Lola Bee bop. The other bees joined in the dance till everybody knew the way to find the fabled field in which the flowers grew. And then, as one, the worker bees all rose into the air to seek the nectar and the pollen that were waiting there. So Lola is a hero now, and all the bees respect her, for she taught them how to show the way to pollen and to nectar. And thanks to Lola, every bee has learned to tell their friends where the flowers are by dancing. That's where our story ends. The tale of how a little bee invented, quite by chance, what scientists who study bees have named the waggle dance. But bees in every hive around the world will never stop calling it its proper name. The Lola Bee Bop.